I'm trying to record with both of these, so.
I agree.
Okay. I'd like to call this Public Works Committee meeting to order Monday, November 1st, 2021, at 6:30 PM. Present is Counselor Thomas and Director Capping and myself, Sid Washburn. And we have one in the audience. Is there any changes to the agenda?
I have none.
I don't see it. I have nothing to report on it.
Let's move on to approval of the minutes.
I have read them and they are fine.
Okay, well, I have no problem either. The minutes will be approved. Public comment on items not listed on the agenda, anything? Do we?
Want to take out something?
No. Do you have anything, John?
Nope. But thank you.
Okay, any comments from the committee members tonight? Counselor Thomas?
I don't have anything at this moment.
Counselor Gamby?
No, just looking forward to the agenda. Looks like we got some good stuff on here.
All right, I'm gonna turn it over to Director Capping on the CEP additions.
Okay, so this is a request for the committee to hopefully recommend the approval to the council to modify our existing Public Works capital expenditure plan. So we put this plan in place, and then our policy says we have to take a real in-depth look at it every 5 years, and the last time we've done that was 2020. But as things change, I like to keep that updated. So we know the grinder expense went up. We know we just bought a new backhoe. So I've included those two things to be added on the capital expenditure plan. And if you look at the sheets on the next page, it shows how I broke those out, what fund they would be charged to. There's really no impact to the budget. I mean, the grinder's a little bit more money, but sewer can handle that extra expense. And then we had already accounted for the payments for the lease on the backhoe in every one of those departments. So it's not really, it's a wash for me. It's just moving the money out of one fund into another. And the reason I like it over the capital expenditure plan, because if I ever leave for whatever reason, the next guy in doesn't have to worry about where that money's coming from. It's always in that capital expenditure plan. So I know that I'm taking care of that staff when I leave here and making sure that they can replace equipment or keep equipment current. So so that's my pitch. Either way, I gotta pay for it, so we can put in the capital expenditure plan or leave it where it is, but I'd prefer it to be over there. We try and get all our equipment over there and make it nice and tidy. So.
Counselor Gamby, you got any questions?
Sure. Could you just back up a little bit on that one, Gary, and explain to me, if you don't mind, like you said it's a wash?
Yeah.
So do you mind just telling me a little bit more about that?
So, like I said, either way I got to pay for this. So it's either in my operating fund, which we operate out of daily, or we move it over into the capital fund, which that's all that money can be spent on is these items. So.
Okay, and you got the backhoe with the lease and you fund it from these three different places. So instead of that lease money being in your operating budget, you'd put it in your...
Right, it would just, at the beginning of the budget year, we'd move that over into the capital expenditure plan.
Okay.
And that way, that money's always sitting there. Like I said, if I was to leave for whatever reason, then Jeremy would know that money's already in that fund and all he's got to do is budget out of that fund to pay the payment.
Got it. Like if those skeletons in canoes were to overrun your house?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, they have. A couple times.
I could see why you'd want to get it. Okay, thank you. Now I understand.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you. So, yeah, I don't have any problem with this move to put it in the capital expense plan. and, or the CEP, and I think it's smart to put things over there so that we can look down the road and see what's coming instead of trying to understand the operations. Thank you, Chairman and Gary.
Councilor Thomas, you got any questions?
Nope, it sounds pretty cut and dry to me. It's the way to go.
Sounds like to me that, yes, let's move forward with that, please.
We'll look, yeah, we'll look at that at the December council meeting.
Perfect. Let's go into the right-of-way ordinance.
Yeah, right-of-way ordinance is in front of you tonight. One, because we don't have a strong right-of-way ordinance, so we started looking at the right-of-way permits that we issue, and we don't really have any strong ordinance to back that permit, nor a fee for that permit. So we started working with our legal counsel to come up with a good, strong right-of-way ordinance that ties a couple things together, ties this one together, and a communication one that will be coming also to you, or finance judiciary. I'm not sure where Jason's taking it. But this ordinance just makes it pretty bulletproof that you have to pull a right-of-way permit if you're going to work in our right-of-way for whatever reason. There's two people that do this. There's our franchises that do this, like natural gas and things like that, but there's also tree services that come and work in the right-of-way. So with this ordinance, it calls out both of those different types of outfits that could work in the right-of-way. And then later on, we have a resolution that will charge a fee for those people that aren't already paying a franchise fee.
Councilor Thomas, you got any questions on that?
So if they are paying a franchise fee, they won't be paying the right-of-way?
Yeah, I won't double dip.
Yeah. Thank you.
I don't think that's quite right that we charge them a franchise fee and then we turn around and charge them a right-of-way permit fee. So
I just wasn't sure.
I mean, it's kind of, personally, it's kind of clearing up some really language that needs to be in there.
Yes.
Councilor Gamble, you got any questions?
What happens next with this?
This ordinance, if it passes here and you guys choose, it'll go to council in December for a full read and then a vote. Or full read and then read by title only, then a vote. Depending on which way you guys want to do it.
Okay. Well, I think we should move it along then.
Is that your consensus, Councilor?
Yes.
Okay, Gary, let's move that right along to council.
Okay.
Let's move right along to Oregon Public Works Cooperative Agreement.
So this is an agreement that we've been involved with since I've been the director, and prior to that with Jason as the director. And this agreement basically says that entities will help each other out and will charge a fair rate. We won't overcharge somebody. If we have the ability to help them, we'll go help them if we can, and they'll come help us if they can. We've been a member of this for quite some time, and this is just a renewal. It renews every 5 years. This is the same thing that I do with Harrisburg regardless. Vanita, doesn't matter, but it broadens that to the counties. So I think it's a good thing to have in place. That way, if we do need help in the event that something happens and we don't have all the equipment to do it, we can have another entity come in and not get charged a big construction fee with, you know, the agreement really calls out that everything has to be done for at a fair rate. So Beth's probably calling me because I don't have the public line up.
Councilor Thomas, you got any questions?
I'm grabbing
it. Yeah.
He didn't want to answer my question. Thank you.
Interesting.
Die on me. Well, I can't get it up anyway, so might as well just continue on.
Counselor Thomas, you got any questions?
No, I was actually, I guess I was one ahead of myself. The other one's for the other one, so.
Counselor Gamble, you got any questions?
Sure. So, so this is the first time I remember seeing this, maybe because I've only been working in these committees for 4 or 5 years. So, are you saying that prior to this version of the agreement, people could kind of charge whatever they wanted, and this is changing that, or has that been a part of the agreement since before too?
That was part of the agreement too. Since we've been involved with this, that's always been part of the agreement, that there's a set fee that we can charge and they can charge, so.
And you're saying that's kind of part of the benefit, because rather than somebody coming in and charging something outrageous for the help they provide, by entering into this agreement, everybody's sticking to their normal rates?
Correct. Correct. And it also guarantees that you'll have help, you know, in the event of emergency, unless we're both dealing with the same emergency. So say the city of Eugene has something go crazy wrong and they don't have enough staff to help them fix that. They would call us, we would mobilize our equipment, go help them, and then come back and we charge them a normal standard rate. Right. There would be no gouging because they were in an emergency situation. So right. It just gives us a really good way to keep the cost down for that kind of stuff.
So
it kind of ties right into the next one then, huh? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I think it looks like a really smart approach to things. So whoever thought of it, whenever they did, my hat's off to them.
I'm all up for it.
Let me dial this. Let me dial the mayor and see if she can hear. I'm sure that's why she called me. Nope. Okay. She wants me to leave a message, so I'm assuming she can hear.
I'm really up for it. That way we can, you know, stay on top of it. And
yeah, it's just it's kind of a belt suspenders type of approach that, you know, you're kind of guaranteed help if you're in a bad situation. So, not that we probably wouldn't do it anyway, because we do it with Harrisburg all the time when they need help. And we've offered the same thing to Vanita Monroe. We go out and help them, so.
Mm-hmm. Don't you guys also take, like, if they need a part and we have it and they can't get it fast enough,
we swap parts. You know, Rick knows if he needs something at 3 a.m, he can call me. If it's on my shelf, he'll have it. So We've done the same thing with them where we couldn't get meters, but they use the same meters as us, so they loaned us a box until we could get them, so. It's pretty easy to work with people like that, so.
Who's Rick?
He's the superintendent over at Hershey.
So this will also have to come back to council?
Yeah.
I'm in agreement with that mix.
I really feel the consensus is take it back to council.
And it's good PR.
Then you also have down here the right-of-way resolution.
Yeah, so I wasn't, this should have been tied to the ordinance, but it wasn't done when I put this packet together. It just got done, so we included it. So this resolution would allow us to charge for that right-of-way permit for those companies that don't have franchises with us. We do 6 or 7 of these a month. They take about 30 minutes of time for staff to do. But we've never charged for a right-of-way permit. It's just something that staff has just kind of ate for the last 25 years or so. We didn't want to get crazy with it, so we asked for a $25 fee for a right-of-way permit. Pretty reasonable. It covers a good part of the wage for staff to put it together and get it out the door to them, so. And this right-of-way permit would stay within Public Works. It's not a building permit. So this is a fee that would go back into the Public Works Department.
Okay. Sounds pretty straightforward to me.
So are you talking about like, I understand franchises, but like when somebody comes in to remove a tree, for example, and they're going to be sitting on Front Street for a while. Well, yeah. Is that what we're talking about?
If the tree is in the right of way. That would be the only time we charge for that. If the tree is not in the right of way, it's up on their property, they don't need a right of way permit. They're not working in the right of way.
You're talking about when they're actually working. So what's an example? What's a good example of that?
So, the tree on the corner of Maple.
Right.
Is a sore subject. That tree was in the right-of-way. So that tree would require a right-of-way permit in order to be taken down or trimmed or whatever.
Oh, because it's out there in
It's in the right-of-way. So that 6th Street has a 60-foot right-of-way. So 30 feet from the center line over, anything within that is in the right-of-way.
Okay.
So that's when they need to have a right-of-way permit for working in that right-of-way.
Whereas if they're parked on the side of the road in a normal parking spot, that's not what we're talking about, when they're just working in somebody's yard.
No. Yeah. No, they have to be working in the right-of-way.
Yeah.
So if you have a tree in your backyard and they're trimming that up, no permit.
But that happens several times every month, huh? These kind of things come up all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
We do more for the gas company than anybody who has a franchisee, but and I think double dipping those guys is the wrong thing to do.
Yeah.
Kind of a fee on top of a fee, the way I see it. But
well, yeah, because they're already paying. They're already contributing.
Right.
But
they're already paying to be in that right of way. So, but like a sidewalk permit, if someone's redoing a sidewalk, they got to pay for the sidewalk permit, and then they probably have to work in that right of way into that permit. We wouldn't charge a separate fee. We'd only charge the sidewalk permit for that.
Uh-huh.
So they're already paying the fee for the sidewalk permit. So I'm not going to charge them it's $20 per curb cut, $25 per 150 lineal feet, and then I wouldn't tack on another $25 fee for the right-of-way permit. So
I see. So you're, and I was happy to see it was $25 too, and that doesn't seem outrageous to me. That seems like you're just trying to cover the cost.
Yeah, I'm just trying to cover the administrative cost that it takes to put it together. So.
Sounds like a fair thing to me.
Yep. Yes. Yes, or yes, not yet.
Okay, well, we'll bring, I'm all for that again. Like I said, bringing it back to council and.
Okay. I'll probably tie those two together, the ordinance and the right-of-way, or the resolution. I think that's the way you guys have gotten before, is here's the ordinance, here's the resolution tied together. And then there's one for communication that Jason will be bringing too. So I want to make sure those two come at the same time, so I'll work with him to see when he's gonna bring that to committee. Because there's stuff in my right-of-way ordinance that ties to his communication ordinance, and stuff in his communication that ties to the right-of-way. So if they're passed at different times, it's gonna make it really wonky. Wanna make sure they go through council at the same time, they enact at the same time, so that there's no overlap there, so.
Okay. Moving right along, I guess, the agenda forecaster review.
So I went in and added, of course, the stuff that we're working on today, and then there was one old item, and I don't even remember what it was, but it was something that we'd already taken care of. So I removed it. Let's see if I can remember what it was here. Oh, it was the code for ordinance violations. It was still in here, so I took it out, because we'd already passed that.
And they did finish the Timothy bike path project?
Yes, sir. All done. That was the one that went from Timothy to Alona Place and to Saxon. So that's all paved. Looks really good.
Are we getting any bids back so far on the test wells?
It ends the 10th. So I was gonna touch base with our engineer this week to see if there's any other progress on bids coming in. Hopefully we got a few more than we got last time.
Councilor Gamble, you got anything you'd like to put on the agenda?
I don't right now, thank you.
Councilor Thomas?
No, my concerns were the wells. It's been addressed.
I do have one thing, the garbage truck replacement. How many are we gonna have to replace? Or just maybe upgrade?
Next year, we're adding one, we're replacing one. That will probably be a combination of a loan and some funds that we have on hand to get that one in. It'll be another side loader. So, and I'll start working on that. Probably early in 2022, so I have budgetary numbers to put in, since budget will start January or so, February. So I'll start working with some vendors that we deal with all the time with garbage trucks and getting prices and kind of take a look at what's new and approved, and we'll take a look at our funds and see if we can fund it all or if we're gonna have to borrow some money. We knew at some point we're gonna have to borrow money for a garbage truck, so.
How much do they run it on?
About $300,000.
Piece of change.
Yeah. So they're somewhere between $295 and $350 if you can find a demo. They're a little cheaper, but not always. So.
Do you have any other business, Councilor Thomas?
No.
Councilor Gamble. The only thing I don't know if you can do anything about it, but if you come off of a high pass onto Oakley, they've been cutting that corner so sharp, and they're doing the same thing down on 18th.
Yeah.
That it's...
Well, I can't personally do anything, but I know people that can, so I'll call them tomorrow.
Well, that's what I'm trying to get at, because I'm afraid somebody's going to cut that corner and flip something.
Yeah, it's
deep.
They're getting it pretty deep out there.
Okay, well, thank you. Appreciate that. Well, if nobody has anything else, this will be a short meeting, and we'll adjourn it at 6:54 p.m.
Okay.
Yeah, good job, though. You covered a lot of things.
Well, I was just happy we had some things on the agenda this time, so. And it's, I like seeing y'all, but 5-minute meetings really messes up everybody's evening, so.
We got a real kick out of your house last night.
Did ya?
That was really funny.
Did you, I didn't see you come by.
I just sent my kids, I didn't go up.
Oh, you should've stopped by.
I just get a kick out of it from the viewpoint of about the middle of the street.
Siri, do you want the envelope?
Good night, everybody.
Night.
Night.
I can take it if you want.
I thought, if you can reuse it or something.
Oh, yeah, if we reuse it all the time. All right, Gary, thank you. Here's what he was talking about, I don't know if you guys made it by my house last night.
I did not, I was busy passing out.
It was sure neat to see the kids out.
Oh, it, yes.